Welcome. You're listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Airs LA are the copyright property of the original authors and publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. Hello, and welcome to this series of readings from Discover Magazine, a presentation of Airs LA. Today's article was written by Bridget Alex and is from the January-February 2025 issue of the magazine. Dressed to differentiate. New analyses make sense of ancient adornments, documenting their role as a marker of identity. Some 30,000 years ago, next to a meandering river in what is today Chechia, Ice Age foragers laid three young males to rest in a grave topped with spruce branches. Buried at a site now called Dolni Vestenice, they wore a dazzling array of adornments on their heads, composed of ivory and carnivore teeth. Perhaps these beads signified their hunting abilities or family ties. Perhaps they also signaled something bigger, marking their membership in a particular culture. Today, ornaments convey a multitude of meanings. That you're engaged, a college grad, or a worshiper of this or that religion. And archaeologists assume that ornaments have carried symbolic significance since their first appearance in Africa and Southwest Asia between 140,000 and 70,000 years ago. But deciphering the meaning attached to these adornments is difficult without big data sets of diverse accessories. Thankfully, the artifacts from Dolni Vestenice are among thousands of beads, crafted from ivory, shell, and more, unearthed from European sites belonging to an archaeological tradition known as the Gravettian. In a paper published in January 2024 in Nature Human Behavior, archaeologists assessed these accessories and determined that different cultural groups sported different bling, with at least nine such groups inhabiting the continent during the Gravettian, between 34,000 and 24,000 years ago. Quote, "Those people shared some common cultural traits," says Solange Rigaud, a study author and archaeologist at the University of Bordeaux. Armed with slim, straight stone points, they hunted horses and reindeer. And crafting an array of ornaments, they also constructed what archaeologists have called Venus figurines, pocket-sized statuettes of voluptuous females. But subtle differences in tool styles and ancient DNA suggest cultural divisions within Gravettian Europe. To see if beads bear out these differences, Rigaud and her colleagues decided to build a database of all known Gravettian jewelry. In 2020, then-doctoral student Jack Baker began cataloging ornaments uncovered at 112 separate sites, excavated between the 1860s and 2010. Searching publications in at least 10 different languages, he documented thousands of beads, which were sorted into 134 types, distinguished by shape, suspension method, and raw material. When the team mapped the beads' locations, similar types clustered geographically. People in Central Europe, like the Dolni Vestenice teens, wore more fox tooth or ivory ornaments, for example, while Northern Iberians often made beads from the shells of sea snails. Assessing the database with these statistical methods, the team confirmed the clusters reflected more than coincidence, available materials, and gradual change over geographic distance. It seems the beads communicated group identity, considering how living and recent communities have used ornaments to signal group affiliation. Although Gravettian peoples across Europe shared many cultural traits, they donned distinct adornments to distinguish themselves from their neighbors. This practice represents an ancient example of symbolic codes expressed by personal ornaments, Rigaud says. Coincidentally, another paper from 2024 attempted to crack the symbolic code of a community from around 11,000 years ago. Based on more than 100 ornamental artifacts from a site called Bonçuklu Tarla in southeast Turkey, the March Antiquity Study comprised disc and nail-shaped accessories carved mostly from limestone, volcanic glass, and river pebbles. Unearthed between 2012 and 2017, 85 complete ornaments were found on or near skeletons where the ears and lower faces would have been, suggesting the trinkets were piercings of the ear, lip, and chin. The beads only adorned adults, and with diameters at least as big as pencils, surely required painful punctures. Based on age-restricted body modifications in other cultures, the researchers concluded the piercings may have served as a coming-of-age ritual. Taken together, the results of the two studies suggest we've long marked our differences with adornments, both between communities and within them. Again, this piece was written by Bridget Alex. My name is Brian Lemon. Thank you for listening, and stay curious.